know, I got off to a great week, great Monday, and I'm here in a chaotic Friday morning. Golly, having the little one, man. She just gets in this diva mode as we get into the end of the school year. Oh, not good. Not good at all. One of her friends, the frenemy. Oh, what a character. I'm not even going to give her any airtime. But I got to talk to mom about some things that were said. Yeah, but she was acting a fool this morning. I was just like, dude, what are you doing, girl? Golly. Is this what they say about you girls? Huh? You're hard to deal with. Wait till they get to their teens. Is this what it is? I'm getting a taste of it. Acting diva-ish. Complaining. God, it's like being in a relationship all over again. Oh, my God. Fucking God. I love you, girl, but oh, my gosh. Gotta complain about everything and anything. I don't get it. Must be in the DNA. I don't know. I don't remember myself being like that as a kid, man, for real. I used to be quiet, man, and just do. I used to break things. I know that. That's my reputation. I would break things. And I was a snitch. I didn't keep a secret. That's about it. I think those are the two things I consider myself. It's like, all right, you know, I wasn't rowdy. Oh, yeah, and I used to fight a lot. That was it. I'm just trying to think, man. It's just got so irate. And then when you get on the road, not the highway, but the road to go to school, and you're going down the road, speed limit's 35, and I'm going 40, 45, and people are riding you as if you're going 25 miles an hour. And they're just blazing through trying to go 50, 60 miles. They're trying to go 20 miles over the speed limit. And they're looking at me with their hands up. I'm saying to myself, dude, I've been there, done that. I had so many traffic tickets, so many speeding tickets, that my license was suspended indefinitely. Yeah, how many of y'all have that on your record? License suspended indefinitely because of so many speeding tickets. Yeah, so it's hard for anybody to understand that. It's like, oh, man, why you go slow? Motherfucker, I've gotten a lot of tickets. I don't get pulled over and get the free pass. They look at me and they, well, I mean, it's not like a girl's going to be pulling me over and then I have a, you know, 50-50 shot, right? Maybe. But with a guy, you think he's going to go ahead and give me a pass? Fuck out of here. And that's the thing that irritates me. It's like you see most of the girls just speeding through. And it's like, dude, of course you speed. You get a free pass. You just go ahead and sweet talk the officer and play that victim role. Right? Unless the guy's an asshole. He's not trying to hear any of it. Maybe he's trying to get your numbers. They know the power they have. Ladies love a man in a uniform. So, yeah, I'm fucked, and I was beyond fucked. So when I go drive slow and you're with me, understand that I have a history of speeding. I have a history of pushing cars that have no business going 120 miles an hour. I have no business driving a car 30 miles over the speed limit in a construction zone. That's me. I will go 90 to 65 every day of the fucking week. So I understand, look, you got to go somewhere. I get it. But when you're in the residential area, come on now. I'm going 10 miles over the speed limit. Don't come at me. Don't give me that look. Don't honk at me as if I need to be going 20. You're behind on work. You're late. I get it. You're running behind. You slept in. But don't fucking take it out on people, especially when it's one thing, again, if I was going 5 miles under the speed limit or even the speed limit, okay, I'll get it. I'll get out of your way. But I don't know. That was a very, you know, and I could see why those road ragers happen. I just saw one on the news, Philadelphia. Guy pulled off a sledgehammer. Started smashing the window. Can you believe that? This is how crazy it gets. I mean, people driving cars, it's such a heightened senses experience. Think about it. You're getting behind a wheel. You got to have your eyes. You got to have your hands. And everything's got to be coordinated. And then you're dealing with different personalities all around you. And you're fucking trying to not crash. And And if you're running behind, you're trying to get there on time, and you got all these people that are from different areas of the country, and they drive differently, or they drive really slow, like me. I bet you they don't got a history like I do, though. I bet you they don't. I was in life, bro. Lifetime unlimited suspended. I mean, how many of you all have had that? I never forget when a state trooper pulled me over a few years ago when I was married. I was going to Disney. And I was following the rabbit. That's what we call them, right? The rabbit. The person is going and leading the charge. And I usually stay about four or five cars behind that one. So, okay, you when someone goes fast, I'm like, all right, I'll go right behind you. Cop pulls me over. And he goes, oh, you were leading the pack. I was like, no, I was an officer. I was not leading the pack. There was somebody in front of me. I was speeding. But it wasn't me. And he looked at my history record. He goes, Ma, you had a history, haven't you? And I used to tell that to my ex-wife. I used to be like, man, I used to speed because I know it used to irritate her. And it irritates people when they have me drive because I'm slow. But that state trooper said, man, you got a history, don't you? Why, yes, I do, officer. Yes, I do. Got a lack of insurance ticket. I mean, like I said, I get the most incredible shit ever when it comes to getting pulled over. I have no luck with that. So I look at it as my annual donation. I haven't sped in a long time. The only thing I've been getting lately is accidents. Getting rear-ended. Of all things, getting fucking rear-ended. Because people are driving so fucking fast and they're not paying attention. So, yeah, I'm driving slow. Not fucking getting, not stopping anytime soon unless you're going to pay for my ticket. That's what I tell people. I'll be like, look, you going to pay for my ticket? Okay. Well, good. Let's shut the fuck up. Or drive yourself. I don't care. Whatever works. Sorry. That's my fucking morning rant here. I mean, my little one just, it was going off like a pinball. Oh! But in happier news, ex-soccer star Ronaldinho. You know, these soccer stars don't get any credit. They really don't. This Brazilian star, soccer star legend, Ronaldinho. He's marrying two women. Good for him. Two women are getting together for the cause. Letting them be. I mean, it's amazing what some money does, right? It makes women act right. you ladies think I'm playing around. Oh, that's not me. I would never do that. Come on now. I mean, you ladies just bitch about anything, but man, look at this guy. Yeah, if they carry your money, I would. That's the thing. I just want women to admit, yeah, if you got money, we definitely give in. That's all I want women to say. Because you have women saying, no, that's not true. That's not me. But no, I'm talking about generalities. Like if we're talking about generalities, do you feel that women, for the most part, they don't want to deal with a broke guy? They don't want to deal with a guy that's just barely getting by. I don't care how much of a quality guy he is. I'm just saying. I mean, you have two women here going for the cause. These Brazilian women are like, oh, well, that's generational money. Why not? Go ahead and ride this. And, hey, man, they don't mind sharing. They're probably happy with each other, too. And he's like, shit, let's all get together. I don't blame him. Let me see. Let me go ahead and see what this guy's net worth is. Hold on for a second. Okay, so I went ahead and looked him up. He is worth anywhere from 80 to 100 million euro dollars. And I just went and did the conservative one. So I said, okay, how much is 80 million euro dollars worth? $93 million. Oh, look, when you're worth close to $100 million, you're going to have women staying for the cause. You know what I mean? It's like, I read something with Ivanka Trump, too. They were asking her, hey, man, did you marry Donald Trump for the money? She goes, well, basically he married me because I'm not ugly, right? It's like, okay, that's it. You know, like that's the part that I just want people to own up to it. That's just my whole shtick. It's like, look, like us guys, we are looking for the optics. And you want to call us shallow. I always go back to that. But the women just claim to be this wholesome. They're not looking for that shit. They're just looking for a good man bullshit. It's not true. You know, I don't care what the fuck you say. I'm not saying it's you. I'm not saying it's you. You know, that's the thing when you talk to people and you're trying to explain things in generalities, they take it personal. It's like, look, when you're coming at me and you're bashing about men, I don't care. I'm like, great. I'm not going to take offense to that. I don't. It's like, look, you have your experiences with men. Okay, I get it. They're pieces of shit. They're insecure. They try to be controlling. I get it. And I'm sipping on my tea because it doesn't pertain to me, but I get it. I mean, that's the part I want people when I talk about these things. It's not that I'm saying you, everyone that I meet. I think that's what everyone thinks. It's like, it's me. It's me. You know, everyone just wants to paint everyone over that brush. No, there's exceptions. There's always exceptions to the rule. But it's just saying, hey, you know, you women, man, you if a guy's worth $100 million, two women will get together for the cause and figure it out. Right? But a regular guy like me, God forbid, I mean, if I go do something with my friends that I haven't done with my wife or my girlfriend, it's like, why haven't you done that with me? Why don't you take me out and do that with me? Like, I live with you every fucking day. Why don't you say it? It's like, look, I'm hanging out with somebody I barely see. We're going to do something we've talked about doing. You know, if you want some spices in your life, just go ahead and initiate it. Don't try to make us be mind readers, right? I mean, if you see me doing something with a friend and you're married to the guy and he's not doing it with you, just say, hey, hon, you know, I want to try that too. Can we do it? Oh, women, Jesus, all you guys want to be first and the only ones to do it with the man. God damn. I got, man, give me $100 million. Man, that'll be nice. I'll actually be able to get an attractive, easy going, not crazy. And she's not going to start a shit storm. She knows it. $100 million. You got a lot riding there. You know what I'm saying? Like you hit the lottery. So it's like they're going to keep themselves in check. It's like fucking around with a married woman. Like she's going to keep her emotions in check. Because, you know, they just can't go off on the ledge. But, you know, you get a regular girl, God forbid, oh, my God. They're monitoring your social media. They're monitoring what you're saying, how you say it, who you say it, who you hang out with. What are you doing with them versus you? It's just, I just tell my daughter, that little girl in school, going back to that. God damn, girl. Don't fall into that. That's going to be going on your whole fucking life. People trying to pin you at some competition and jealousy. Who the fuck cares? I live in an apartment. I'm happy. Okay? I'm fucking happier than people that have houses and mansions. And they have four cars. And they make 3 or 4 times more money than I do. I would more than likely be happier than them. Because it's not about that. Now, granted, it doesn't hurt. Having money doesn't hurt. Trust me. All right? I'm just saying that people don't understand how to be fulfilled in life, and they go ahead and chase, you know, these things, and they make it all about, and like I said, in that realm, man, they get so territorial. They really do. And this guy gets two women for the same cost. It's like, okay, we both won. I like that teamwork. Well, Minna, would you be with another guy? Well, I mean, I don't know. I'd be okay. I don't know. That's a great question. Well, I don't think those guys, I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I'm trying to think of it right now. Will I be in a marriage with another guy? I don't know. Living in the same household, like, hey, what's up, bro? I don't know. That's a great question, though. Because I can see that from that point of view. But again, if I'm in a position of feeling weak and feeling inferior, if I feel that I need to survive off the money of the lady, like let's say if I'm dating Oprah and she already has her man and she's like, you know, you want to come on board and, you know, be my second sidekick, you know, just come and go, you know, I'll give it an allowance, you can live in another room and whatever. I'm like, you know, I think about it. I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, maybe there's some other men wouldn't do it, obviously, but there's some men that would. I'm like, okay, it's not a bad deal. I mean, I just get my own nice house, get my own stipend, right? I mean, isn't that what that guy, Britney Spears guy, Kevin Federline is doing? He has like 2 kids with Britney Spears. And he's getting like $20,000 a month. He's getting $20,000 a month. And the fucking guy is going back to Britney Spears and saying, hey, man, I need $60K. Like, my lifestyle's going down. You see, that's what I'm saying. That's the reverse effect. And I want to know how many women are going to be supporting that guy. He's trying to get more money. He's got to support his kids. I think he's got like 6 kids. So, you know, the other two that he got from Britney, man, he hit the lottery. He's got a few more years, though. After that, he's stuck, so he better be just buying houses or something. But I love seeing this stuff like that, man. It's a great way to kick off my Friday. I'm trying to do some podcasting for my boss here, and we had a little acoustic problem. I got to look into that. But, man, it's going to rain all weekend. Fuck. Oh, fucking weekend. I was going to take my little one to Disney. But it's that time, man. It's that time. A lot of rain's going to come this way. And first thing I think about is Puerto Rico. Like, God damn. Here we go. We're there in that time. And my cousins finally got some electricity over there. It's been like, what, 8 months? Jesus. 8 fucking months. They just finally got power. Unbelievable. So, yeah, but I'll be hanging out with the little one. It'll be raining. So we'll see how it goes, man. But, oh, golly, girl. She was driving me up the wall. Damn it. And then I was asked about kids and dogs, man. And, you know, I'm doing longer of these because I get tired of people saying, put up more, man. Put up more podcasts. Okay. Well, I'm just going to rant away longer. So if your attention span goes away, just pause it or go away. I don't fucking know what to tell you. Go find something else to listen to. Turn me off. I don't care. Like I said, I'm just doing these longer because I'm fucking busy. All right? But, yeah, I was talking to someone about animals and dogs. You know, like I have a daughter, but I don't have a dog. You know, and I just say, I just can't have a dog. And they were laughing at me like, man, it's funny. But you say that you can't deal with animals or you don't want animals, but yet you have a daughter. It's a difference. It's a difference, girl. It's a difference, dude. I think it's a big difference anyway. It's not. I come from the mindset of I've seen a lot of people, a lot of dog owners really not put the attention and the love that they should be putting to the animal. There are moments where I lived with people that had animals that I was walking their dog more than they were. I was spending more time with their dog than they were. I was feeding their dog more than they were, the actual owners. So I guess the question I'm saying is like when I see things like that, it's like everyone's definition of having an animal is subjective, isn't it? Because we all know people that have dogs and they're just out and about. I'll get somebody to feed the dog. And isn't part of the purpose of having a dog to spend time with it, to do things with it? Like I could see myself having a dog and going for runs. I could see myself just going to the doggy park, whatever it is. Like I would treat that dog like a kid. But I already have one. So, and then the one thing about it is that I get a break. Like I have my daughter 3 to 5 days, and that's it. I'm good. You know, the other days, I'm thawing out. And I don't want to be dealing. And that's the one thing about a person, a child versus a dog, is that the child becomes more independent. For example, my daughter's brushing her teeth, going to the bathroom, putting her clothes on now. You know, she can go ahead and feed herself. You want something, you get something from the fridge. Or if not, she'll wait till she gets to school and get something for breakfast. So that's the mindset I have. You know, versus the dog, you're feeding them, you're walking them every day. Don't get me wrong, the love they give you is unconditional. They're not going to drive you up the wall until, once they're trained, they're going to be good. Right? But, you know, I don't know. Like I see myself having a dog. Unless I'm dating somebody and they already have animals, that's one thing. But I'm not going to go ahead out on my own and get one. And I live in a confined space. And also, I don't want to worry about doggy sitting or anything like that. I know you can pay for it. I know you can, anytime you want to go, get somebody. But I don't like relying on people anyway. You say, what's the purpose of you having a dog if you're traveling, if you're doing things? I just, like I said, man, I like to be home. I don't know about anybody else. I like to be home when I don't have shit going on. I like to just sit here and do nothing. Just sit in my bed, do nothing. Put that phone away and just stare at the fucking ceiling. Not be bothered. And since most people I know are not single, they probably won't understand that. Or maybe they get a little bit of it when their partner's out of town or when their partner's working. So imagine that feeling for years and having it for long periods of time. God damn, it's fucking great. Don't get me wrong. Some people can't handle it. It's like they're afraid to be alone. I get that. That's not for everyone. But, man, I've gotten so used to it that it's become a detriment because now when I have some time off, I don't want to go see anybody. Ugh. It's like welcoming the right energy is a tricky thing because all it takes is one person to fuck it up. Because all of a sudden they wanted you to go hang out, they wanted you to do things. Their vision of relaxing is different than yours. That's the part where you have to really tread lightly. But animals, man, I love them. I'll doggy sit any animal right now. You tell me, hey man, can you have the dog for the weekend? Absolutely. Bring him or her over. No problem. But am I going to have a dog every day? No, because I'll be having to feed the dog three times. I'll be having to walk him twice a day. I'm not saying that I'm not going to like it, but I feel it takes away from my time, me time. I don't know. I think if I was single with no kids, absolutely. And that's what I go back to. If once I decide to stop or pursuing the journey of having kids, then I would do it. I'll get a dog. And speaking of the journey of having a kid, it's fucking hilarious. I signed up to a website called Modamily. It's I read about it, Newsweek, and you know all these different legitimate websites that we call or whatever you want to call it. It's not even journalism. I call it opinionism that we have out there. But I read about that website Modamily, and I created an account. I was like, okay, well, let me go ahead and create an account for it's for people, and I've talked about it before. People that want to have kids with somebody else and do co-parenting and possibly be open to a relationship but want to have a kid, right? So it's like the total opposite mindset where people are saying, you know what, fuck love. I'm not going to find anybody. I'm not going to be able to vet somebody properly in the time in which I want a kid. So I just want to have a kid and then figure it out later, right? Like and there's women out there that are successful and career-wise that they're in a point where, look, I'm good to go. I can have a kid. I got my money. I don't need a man. So there's people out there like that. So anyway, so I go ahead and look at my inbox. And of course, they charge you, but I haven't paid for that. I'm going through the free service, seeing what kind of attention I get, if this is legit or not. And I had a fucking TV cast director reach out to me. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? Okay, here it is. And this girl looks sexy, but it's Heather. Her name is Heather. Well, I was like, whoa, 38 years old, which sounds about right. And she goes, email me at thecastingfirm.com so we can set up a call. So, of course, I go into detective mode. And I go into the website, and it says, eligible single men now casting. A new series for Fox is looking for single men in the 30s or 40s who haven't yet met their one. Did you plan on having a family already, but life had other plans? Are you tired of swiping left and ready to meet your match? Are you at a place in life where you're ready to have a family? This is a chance to meet a great catch who's at the same stage in life and is smart, successful, attractive, and ready to start a family. Get the fuck out of here. And it goes, looking for single 30 men in 30s and 40s that are smart, attractive, have a good career, are a great catch, are single, well, I'm divorced, and definitely wants to be a dad. Whoa. Oh, Fox, I'm looking forward to seeing what that shit show is going to be about. But I'm not looking for fame like that. For wanting to be a dad, get the fuck out of here. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be surprised. I mean, you know what? How am I going to be surprised? Hey, people are going to sign up for that. Who am I kidding? Oh, no, that's not what I'm rolling with right now. I mean, what do you think of that whole thing? Yeah, I mean, I just go into Modamily and I'm just like, look, I just want to get the feelers out there. Now, I had two people reach out to me, one from Germany, which in my opinion, with that leads to me is that they're trying to be not only having a kid, but they want to be Americanized. All right. No problem. And then you have another one where it was from Atlanta. She was very professional, but I just wasn't my type. But, yeah, Criteria was right up the alley. She was like, look, I just live up in Atlanta. You live down there. I work for the airline industry, so I'm able to come and go. Whatever the schedules you want to work out, that's fine. But like I said, just I wasn't attracted at all. But it's not my type. But so that, I had that going on. That was pretty interesting. Yeah, and then finally I got to talk to Pineapples a little bit. She's been, you know, messaging me quite a bit, but everything's all good. You know, she goes through her runs. You know, I love Pineapples. She just needs to hear from me every day sometimes. I'm like, dude, girl, I hear you, but I got things going on. And no, we were just chatting up a little bit, and I was telling her, you know, I was talking to somebody, and she's like, oh, wow, you're running through them. I'm like, no, not really. Not fucking really. I don't run into the girls like that. I've only had one date, if you don't include the one on New Year's. That was two, but yeah, one so far in 2018. That was it. One and done. Meaning, you know, like I've met people, but it wasn't as if there was an intention of dating or anything further going on. So I've only met one person where, okay, and I was a person from up in Tampa. I'm like, oh my God, she got really crazy. Still sending out passive aggressive messages. Damn, she's just bitter. Maybe I think it's about me anyway. Unless she just really jumped on board with somebody else really quickly. I know how you girls roll. It's like the moment somebody says goodbye, you got three guys saying hello. So who the fuck knows? But yeah, she was shocked that I haven't had anything going on. I'm like, girl, you don't understand how women work. Like, you know, you're just not gonna go ahead and win them over like that. And I try to explain to her, this is why guys lie, because as far as when it comes to sex and manipulate, because when you're honest and transparent, girls are not trying to have sex at all. It's like, you know, again, unless you have $100 million worth, you don't have a lot of leverage with women. You don't. It's one of those deals that they call everything. They call all the cards. So I was telling her about that. No, I mean, I can't find anybody like that. Like, as far as someone that just casually wants to have sex and nothing more happens. It's like, I do find them, but they want to get paid. And they let it be known, meaning they want sugar daddies. I've met those 24, 25-year-olds that are looking for to get paid, and they let it be known. It's like, I'm looking for a sugar daddy, or I'm looking to be with upscale gentlemen that are willing to pay for a good time. And it's not whorish. I'm just paraphrasing. But they're regular girls that are saying that, hey, man, I just want to go out and have a good time. I just want to have free experiences. You know, I'm not trying to settle down. I just want to have somebody to go out with and do things, which I think for the most part, women want to have company. It's a level of safety. So they figured, okay, you know, these girls know that they have power. They have the youth. They have their beautiful bodies or whatever looks. So they're going to use that. Sex is a weapon. And they try to get guys like me. So I was trying to tell out to her that you have guys or you have women out there that are definitely about casual sex. I mean, not don't get me wrong, but they're trying to get paid. And one thing I tell her is that one of the things of being why I don't go out on dates as often as she would have thought and many people think is because shit gets expensive. I'm not going to pay $100. I'm telling you, it comes out to be $100, $200 for an event with a girl. And if you think I'm playing, the mindset with a lot of girls is, okay, I'm getting dressed up. I'm getting dolled up. I'm looking good for you. I mean, I want to have a good time. You're not going to have me spending 3 hours here doing my hair, doing my makeup, finding the right outfit, and doing all these things to get ready to go out to go to Starbucks. I'm not going to do that. It's very rare that you can have a girl say, you know how awesome it would be to have a girl, and I just tell her, look, just go like with your hat on, like straight from the gym. Just come stinky from the gym at your worst. That is much more genuine to me than somebody that's dolled up and caked up like a fucking clown. I don't get it, because when I'm dating somebody, my thing is I'm not going to see you at your best every day. I'm going to see you at your worst most of the time. So why don't you show me that? And it's a weird thinking of doing things, right? I mean, it's just like no different with me in a car. When I go to a car dealership and I buy a car, I don't even look at the car. I don't even go take it for a test drive. It weirds them the fuck out. I'll go ahead and say, look, let's just go in. Okay, I know that car. The car goes for that price. Let's figure out the numbers for it before we even take a test drive. They'll be like, you sure you don't want to drive it? Come on, let's drive it. Because they're so accustomed for the person to like the car, then they work around the numbers. They make the numbers work for that. I'm like, no. We're going to figure out the numbers. I know my budget. I know where I want to stay. If you can do these numbers for me, then I'll go take a test drive. I'm not going to go ahead. And they get weirded out. But then you have that one person, that one car dealer that gets it. You'll be like, all right, let's figure out the numbers. But it'll be after I go to like four or five dealerships. You have that one guy that realizes it. It's like, okay, what? Because that's the thing with me. I just, nuts and bolts. Let's get to it. And that's the same way with in a relationship when I'm meeting somebody. It's like, I kind of want to see what, I don't want to see the presentation because I know all that shit's fake. Like, in my opinion, all that shit's fake. It's like, what are you after you work out? What are you when you're at home? You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's hard to get a woman to change that mindset about them. Like, when I meet anybody, you know, like, whether it's friends, I go however I'm doing. If I'm feeling like, well, I want to look clean. If I want to look rough, I'll look rough. I'm not trying to impress anybody unless it's something work-related. Or, you know, the only time I do get like that is maybe when I go see my mom. Maybe. But other than that, I'll be roughing it up. I'll be like, I don't give a fuck. Whatever I feel like that moment, you know. Like right now, if someone catches me, I'm looking rough. And like I said, I mean, I put these podcasts on videos. So, I mean, everyone's seen a gauntlet. Like I go hairy. I go bearded. I go clean. Whatever the fuck. I don't care. Wife beater. Yeah, that's how I roll. I just go with whatever goes with the flow. I'm not here trying to impress anybody. And that's the mindset I get to know somebody. But what I was telling her was that, you know, going back to that whole thing, it's hard for women to just not have a casual encounter where it's low-key and not expensive. They just don't do that. And I try to explain that to her because what happens is that, you know, they want to have a good time. If their Friday night is free, they're not trying to go to Starbucks. Okay, they want to go out, whatever it is that they desire. They want to go have dinner. They want to go out and have a few drinks or go to an event because finally they got a bodyguard. They got security to go with them, you know. So they want to go do something because they have a partner to make them feel protected, to make them feel adventurous and doing something. They don't have that, you know, and that's what I was trying to tell her. Like, it's very hard to find a single girl that just casually wants to go slow and have sex along the way. You're not going to have that. Like, the conditioning is so serious. And they're out there, but then you got to shell out money. Like, that's Skrilla. For any of you people that don't know that, that means money in the Texan slang. But ghetto slang, I should say. But, yeah, they want money. They want a free experience. And I come from the mindset of, hey, I'm not going to do that for you, man. Like, I don't know you. Now, if I go see a friend of mine, absolutely, like, on me, I have no problem with that. I'll do things for my friends or people I know. But if I don't know you, I just can't justify paying for you. That's why I try to vet as much as possible before, because I know more than likely when we go out and we see each other, I'm going to pay. It's my nature. I'm going to pay. So I'm trying to make sure that, okay, at least this person has decent potential to go somewhere. I don't want to put myself in a bind where I'm paying for something and you don't even say thank you or goodbye, you know, something like that. Like, I've learned that. So I would say I've done a much better job in that, where I'll go ahead and I'll say, well, let's meet up, you know, after some time talking and vetting. I'm like, okay, she's cool enough for me to go out and maybe do something where I'll be spending money and it's okay, i.e. the Tampa girl, let's just call her that. You know, like, you cool enough, we talked for a while, and okay, like, you know, like, there's attraction there, so on and so forth. Like, I'll go out and hang out with people, you know, but sometimes I just can't force that magic. But the one thing about me is that you know where you stand. And at least Pineapples was like, you know, I don't get women that you let them know where they stand and you're not ghosting them. You're not doing all these little tricks that guys do. And I just told her, rejection is a motherfucker. They just don't like the reality of being rejected. They don't like when a girl is used to pulling the strings, and you have a guy like me that says, you know what, I hear you, but this is not going to work. I see the writing on the wall here. You know, like I'll play with you. You know, like I'll talk with you. But if I see the writing on the wall, I'm not going any further. It's just wasting time, wasting your time and mine. So I think she was really fascinated about that, because I think with women, you can be that. You can be casual with men. The key, I think, for women is that she just has to play along with the guy. The girl can't say to the guy, I just want to fuck. A lot of guys get weirded off. Like, they're okay. Like, that's kind of weird. She's a whore. Who else she fucking? Right? I mean, they get all worried about STDs and other guys taking their dick. You know, they just get into weirded out because they're not used to women acting that way. But if a guy that's trying to play the field, as a girl, you go up to him and say, hey, yeah, you know, I'm trying to be in a relationship and just haven't found the one. And, you know, I would love to go on a date and get to know one another. And then in the back of your mind, you're saying, I just want to fuck. And you guys go out and you have drinks and you kind of play along like, I've never done this before. And he goes ahead and fucks. And he's thinking like, oh, he's the man, right? And in your head, you're thinking, oh, joke's on him. I just wanted to fuck. And he's not all that. So if he disconnects, you're like, okay, no big deal. But see, if you try to play it like me, like what I do is like, well, you know what? I just want to fuck, or whatever it is that you want to establish from the beginning, guys get weirded out. If it's not about, from a woman's perspective, if it's not about you saying, hey, I'm just going, I'm trying to find love, I'm trying, you know, all the things that men are used to hearing, then they can open their playbook up and then go ahead and tell you about it. They're going to go and say, okay, the playbook, she wants love. Okay, this is what I need to say to her to fuck. Because that's what it is. Is men are trying to fuck and figure it out later. You look good, we're trying to fuck. That's it. Then we figure out where you fall in after a few times. That's how we roll. I'm sorry. That's how this cookie crumbles. I got fired for that, actually, one day. Oh, I'll go into that story another day. Oh, fuck it, why not? I'm just going off on a rant. 37 minutes. Fuck yeah, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys that want long content. Yeah, there you go. You didn't think I could talk this long, huh? But I had my first job out of college was Detroit Tigers, and they had you doing a bunch of shit, right? They had you doing payroll. They had you doing budget, sales, management, because I had to manage a couple people at the ticket booth. I had to do the tarp day on field day. I had to work game day stuff, so I had to do that as well. I had to do AP, you know, pay the vendors and shit like that. So you had to do accounting, sales, and then day-to-day operations. And it was during spring training. I was fucking busy. Busy as fuck. And I didn't get payroll done. Well, that's one thing about payroll. The first lesson I learned about payroll is this. You don't fuck with people's money. I'll never forget. I was off 25 cents on data entry into the payroll system. The guy comes up to me that morning. Boom. Slaps that check at my table in my office. He goes, this check is off by 25 cents. I've been getting paid for 15 years. It's off by 25 cents. That's when I realized, okay, you can't fuck with people's money. Not by one fucking cent. 25 cents in this case. So I always tell that to people when we're talking about payroll money. Like, you can't fuck with people's money. You know, motherfuckers out there are serious about their money. But yeah, I went ahead and had that job, man. It was during spring training, and that's when all the craziness happens. You're basically going in the office from 6 a.m., 7 a.m. to 9 or 10 p.m. at night, because baseball, especially have a game during the night, you don't know what time it's going to finish. Baseball is one of those games that it's 9 innings. It could take you 2 hours, 2.5, or 3.5, 4 hours. So you were stuck there. And I remember I wasn't able to put in my payroll, and the people from Detroit called me. They're like, hey, what's up with the payroll? You know, you need to get to it. She was trying to boss me around. And I was just busy, inundated with the other shit. And I said, you know what? That's the way the cookie crumbles. And I just hung up on her. She went ahead and told her bosses up there, which in turn went to my bosses and fired me. My GM that hired me, he's like, what the fuck did you say? That's the way the cookie crumbles. Like, that's the way the cookie crumbles, man. I got a fucking, you know, shit was happening. Well, You know, I hate to tell you, man, but, you know, you got some people really pissed off, and I can't have you no longer here. I'm like, what? So, yeah, I can't have you no longer here. I'm like, oh, okay. I hear you. I mean, you know, whatever, man. Sorry, man. You know, I got your back, but, you know, it's just too many people up there. I'm like, all right, no problem. No problem. No sweat off my back. I went ahead and started playing basketball. I went ahead and played for the ABA for a little bit. But, yeah, that was my Detroit Tigers stint. That was over there for a little over a year. But it was good. Good experience. It was good. Yeah, so that was it. Oh, look at that. 40 fucking minutes. 40 fucking minutes of rants. Shit. I just destroyed 40 minutes of your life. How does that feel? I just wasted 40 minutes of your life.